Well, school is out in our area, and maybe you are just like us, just itching to get out in the outdoors for a little while. Well, recently, my wife and I decided to take a little trip to Branson, Missouri, where we spent the day and afternoon at Dogwood Canyon. It's a really cool nature preserve with walking trails, beautiful scenery, waterfalls, bike rentals, wildlife tours, fishing, and even a restaurant. What more could you ask for, right? Well, we had been wanting to do some hiking, so we thought we'd just do the trail. It's 3.2 miles down to the end, which of course, that means it's 3.2 miles back. And let me tell you know what, better yet, hey, just let me show you some of the fun that we had.
You better not fall in.
That'd be terrible, having to walk 6 miles back, wet.
That'd be awful. 6 miles, have we walked 6 miles?
No.
Because
but we're doing the whole thing that you have to walk all the way.
This is why we're going 6 miles to see a 265-year-old stump. That's what we're going to go see.
Well, let's go see.
That's right. We're going to go see. We're walking 6 miles to see a 265-year-old stump. Let's go.
Seemed like a good idea. I don't think we're supposed to touch the nature. Are they water snakes?
Well, yeah, they can all swim.
That lady is not going to like that.
Yeah.
Is it a bear?
Huh?
Is it an elephant?
Oh, no.
Are you supposed to? Does it say anything? There's ants on it.
Yeah.
This is a photo op for kids. Come on. Maybe it's a buffalo. Well, you rocked it.
It's a pretty good one to see him rattling his tail. He's all been out of shape. He's pretty good. What, 3-4? No, he's 4 foot long anyway. He's just trying to out here, trying to make a living. Oh, look, he's climbing the tree. See? You zooming in?
I did.
Let's see if I can make him go
up
the tree.
No, stop.
Just stay right there.
No.
It's
going to
be okay.
He's already going up the tree. Let's just stay away. Oh, I hate it when we do this. Oh. Sean Merrill, get back here right now.
Oh, look, he's climbing the tree.
Right now.
Wait. Look how high he's getting up there. Look at that.
Get back here.
Do you see him? Are you zoomed in on him?
Yes. No, stop. I'm walking away.
Okay, look how high he's going. Look, do you see?
Yes, I see.
Are you zoomed in?
Yes. We can see.
Dude, climb that tree, boy.
This is why you should always look up for snakes, too,
look
not
up.
Just down.
Look up. Look at all these fish. Oh, they're hungry. Oh, look, he's coming up here. Jeez.
Are you gonna put your finger in there?
I don't know. Let's see what they do to that.
They don't want
they didn't
that.
Do that, did they?
Put your finger in there, see what happens.
Oh.
Did they bite you?
I don't want them to. They have teeth.
They have teeth?
Yeah, it's rainbow trout. Oh, let's get them all worked up though. Look. Oh. Now you do it.
No.
Here. No. You just bend down there.
No.
Hit the water.
No.
All right, stick your finger down there.
I'm not sticking my finger in
there. Yes, do it.
I'm not doing it.
Do it.
No.
Come on. They didn't bite my finger.
No.
Huh? There you go. Be brave. Be brave. They're hungry, but they obviously don't like fingers. Come on, you can do it. Touch the water. Touch the water. Did you?
I did.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
That's
That is a lot of fish. This must be where they feed them. They look hungry.
Speaking of food,
the place closes at 5. And we're only at 2.2 miles. And this thing is 3 miles long. That means we got to go
3.2 miles.
And we have to go that far back. There's no way we're going to make it.
It took me this long just to get limbered up. So I know I may not be able to walk in the morning, but I'm going to go see that 265-year-old stump.
We're never going to
make it. Hey, look, it's the elephant barn.
We're not going to make it.
All right. Did you hear that? We're almost there. Why didn't we take the tram?
I didn't know there was a tram. You know, it's already 3:15 and the park closes at 5 and we still have over a half a mile to go. Do you think they come and get you? Like,
yeah.
What if we don't make it back in time?
We're gonna make it. We took our time up till now. I mean, we kinda got a pace now. Now that we're limbered up, we've got a pace. But I'm sure, look, it's probably like Silver Dollar City, you know? I mean, they probably close the gates at 5, but they still gotta let you out of here.
I'm sure somebody
will come get you. I mean, you know, I'm sure every day they have somebody who struggles. Straggles. It may be me struggling to get here.
I think that's going to be both of us. Yes, this is Cave Spring.
Where's the spring? I see the cave. We're running out of water, too.
False advertising.
Now we have no water. The deeper we go in, it's drying up.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's keep up the pace.
Keep up the pace. Here we go. Hut to, hut to. What is it that they say? I don't even know. Left, right.
I think that's football.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's left, right, left, right, left, right.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Right there.
Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about. That's why I guess a lot of this is dry. There's not that many springs up through here. But what happens is you'll have a spring come up, then it'll go back underground and then come back out somewhere else. Same thing here. Huh. I imagine, ooh, look, there's a snake.
Oh, I see it.
See
what
it?
Kind is that?
Huh?
What kind do you think
I don't
it
know.
Is?
Let's look.
No, don't get too close.
Let's look.
It's just a water snake. It's just a water snake.
You're right.
I know. I'm always right.
Touché.
Look.
Look, that is so cool. So we're in Missouri now, and now we're fixing to go right back to Arkansas.
We're in misery now.
Missouri, yeah. Missouri. Hey,
and
check
look.
It out. Watch. Here I go. It's a big step. I'm in Arkansas. From Missouri to Arkansas, just like that.
That's amazing.
Missouri. Arkansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Missouri.
They might
what's
send
amazing
a...
is I can still do that after 2.5 to 3 miles.
They might send a tram to pick us up now.
You got to see the stump first.
Okay, got to go to the stump.
Got to go to the stump.
You'll a fit. Tram came by and choices were made.
You'll fit right here in this basket here. I know I can get you in that basket.
I'm not getting in that basket.
Yes. We're taking that baby.
No.
If it's still here, after we see the stump... Taking off in that.
I was going to say something else that I noticed. Do you notice anybody walking behind us?
No.
Are we the last people on the trail?
Hey, we ain't no quitters.
No quitters.
No quitters.
No quitting. No quitting. It's very warm today. No quitting. Thank you. Trapper's Cabin, which is... number 23 on the list, and we have to make it to 24. But how beautiful.
My question is, I wonder how old that is, because that looks old.
Yeah?
All right. Just a little bit further to the 265-year-old stump.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's got to be old. That's old timey. Look, it's even got an outhouse.
Huh.
Not very far away from the house.
Let's pull over here in the shade here for a second and check this map.
We don't have any time to waste.
You hold the map. Here.
That's beautiful.
Conqueror. Right, now, tell me at the end of that trail where it says that there's a 260-year-old stump.
Oh, that's not the end of the trail. We passed it at number 20. I knew I saw it on there. See, 260-year-old sycamore stump.
Well, huh.
Well, we wanted to come to the end anyway, right? I mean, that's the whole point of it, right? We're not quitting. We'll see the stump, I guess, on the way back out. You thought it would have jumped out at you since they've got it on the map.
You know what? Maybe it was that stump that I said, hey, there's a stump where you can fish off of. Was that a long time ago?
I don't know. I was trying to listen to what that guy was telling about that's riding on the tram that hasn't had to walk 3.2 miles. To walk 3.2 miles back, but we're not. We're going to swap that bicycle.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're going to get that bicycle.
Look how beautiful it is.
We're going to take it home with us. We're just going to ride it back to the thing. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
This is going to be, it's the end of the trail as we know it.
And I don't feel fine.
Here we are. Wishbowl Falls.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it.
We wished we had a bicycle to ride back out of here on.
Look!
Oh my goodness, we didn't miss this. Oh look, there's albino trout. See them over there? Or no, they're not albino. What they're golden, trout? Golden trout.
Golden trout.
Let's go check out the golden.
Look, those fish heard that all the way over there.
I know they did.
Oh, don't drop any of it. That's about a penny a piece. Okay, come on, let's go through these.
Okay.
Look at that. Isn't that crazy? Those things are pretty, aren't they?
Beautiful.
But they taste like vanilla. This is where you want to fish. That's so cool. Look at those falls. Isn't that neat? Alright, so we got the end of the trail. We fed the fish. Pretty cool. We'll get to see the 260-year-old stump on the way back out. But this is pretty neat. But we've got like an hour and 15 minutes to go, 2 hours. So let's go. All right, we might want to hoof it out of here in case they don't come and pick up the stragglers. So we may need to get that back on the way out. Let's go. Here it is.
What?
The stump.
Are you for real?
I actually thought it would be bigger, wouldn't you?
That's not the stump.
I know.
Oh. That's not it?
Huh?
Is that it?
I mean, in Taz's position on the map, surely that's not it.
I would think there'd be a number.
I would think it would be, too. And okay. Surely they've got it, you know.
Somewhere.
Like in a monument status. You know what I mean? It's 260 years old. It's a part of American history.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No wonder we missed it on the way in. I can't believe that they haven't preserved this piece of American history. This geologic site here of a 260-year-old stump hasn't been preserved more than this.
Looks like something's been living in there.
It's a 250-year-old termite. Look, I mean, see the damage? I mean, you would think that they would have done something a little bit more than... I mean, there's pieces falling off the old gal.
They didn't have
to... Oh, where'd you stay? Check him out. He come out of... Oh,
stop.
That's...
Stop. Hey. We're going.
Hey.
We're going.
Where'd he go? He's just a little ribbon snake. There's a bunch of snakes around this place, isn't there?
Get.
Look, there's the number.
We gotta get out of here. I know. I gotta go. Stop. I gotta go.
Burrowing in.
I gotta go. I'm leaving.
Send for the tram.
Your knees are gonna hurt so bad tomorrow.
Are you kidding me? My knees are all
Come on. You wanted to do this. No quitter.
You're gonna do it. Hey, it's been fun though. What? We've seen like four species of snake. We've seen.
Yeah, that's real fun.
Trout, and we've seen a lot of birds. We've seen a 260-year-old piece of stump that had a 250-year-old termite living in it along with a ribbon snake. I mean, what's not to love?
It's been eventful. I have loved it.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, so we can just lay up and be sore all day.
Yeah.
Well,
we did it.
We made it. We made it 6.4 miles. So how long did it take us? What time is it?
It is 4:45.
Really?
Yeah, we made it before 5 o'clock because
I told you. I told her. I told her we could do it. And yeah. We did it. There you go.
We did it.
It's fine. It was really beautiful out there. And of course, you know, I was drawn to the fish. And you can tell that they feed them in those areas quite often because those fish knew right where to come when they were hungry. You know, it kind of got me thinking about being hungry spiritually. You know, we were created by God. And without Him, there is an emptiness inside of all of us. Have you ever felt that? Yeah. It can only be filled with Him. Sure, you can try many things in this world to fill that void, but you'll always come up empty. Listen to what it says in Psalms 107:9. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Wow, that's good. When those fish got hungry, they knew exactly where to go to get what they needed. So, how can we be fed when we're hungry? Where can we go? It's the Word of God. That's right. Just like Jesus shared in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Man cannot live by bread alone, but in every word that comes from the mouth of God. Yeah. Do you remember that old chip commercial? It says something like, you can't eat just one. That's how God's Word is. Once we taste the goodness of the Lord, we will always want to come back for more. It is that good. You know, whether we're studying the Bible on our own, or within the local church, or through one-on-one discipleship, God's Word provides the very nourishment that we need. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 says, blessed are those who are hungry and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Would you like to learn more about studying God's Word and learning how to follow Christ? Go to follow.lifeword.org and start using LifeWord's discipleship tool called Follow. And now it's in Spanish at follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. Hey, if you want to see more videos like these, follow us on social media sites like Facebook and YouTube, or simply go to lifeword.org. Well, we're reeling in some fun adventures this summer, and I hope that you'll join me in future episodes. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out there in the great outdoors, because today it's raining, so we had to come indoors for this episode. All right, see you next time, hopefully right out there.